Welcome, guys. This is Sarandino again from Sarandino True Talks. Hey, I'm sorry for the loudness. I'm driving in my car and I just had to communicate some information here, man. Because, wow, I'm a little excited, as you can tell. I'm ready to watch UFC Fight Night tonight. You know, I'm all about my UFC. Did get to see a couple of the prelims fight. Pretty freaking amazing. I like the Chukagin fight. It was pretty, really, really good. Compared to some of the other female fights, the Marcos fight, I think she could have done a little bit better, but she did state that she was injured. So we'll see. Right now, I know the main card's about to, the main card's already started or is about to start. So I'll be catching the end of the prelims tonight. So for my Texas brethren, it's Channel 97. You go to Fox Sports 1, go watch that UFC Fight Night, support them. I really like that sport and ready to see it. But yeah, just wanted to come on here and talk a little bit about overcoming adversity, right? So there's a couple of events that happened this week that kind of pushed me down. And I realized, I was like, man, you know, It's just it's that time to start sharing this information with you guys. So probably my biggest event in my life, I would say, well, I would say two of my biggest events was my failure for selection and injuring my back. Probably two of the biggest things that that I would say I had to genuinely overcome. My back injury, I can't even begin to explain on how shitty I felt during that time, being unable to walk and not able to really do anything. It was just, whew, it was rough. It was a roughing. What I ended up doing was actually herniating, slipping my disc, and because I didn't treat it correctly, partially my fault, partially not my fault, because the doctor ended up telling me that I had nothing wrong with just x-rays and wouldn't authorize an MRI. And then after I got the MRI done, it was clearly seen that not only did I herniate my disc, but because of the swelling of my actual disc being protruded out of my spine, I ended up creating a callus on the left side of my L5. So I ended up fusing my actual bone, created more bone because of the injury. So now I have a little bit less flexibility on my left side. So during this time, the number one lesson I would say that I learned from this was getting second opinions. I took that medical doctor's words to heart, and I did a lot of research when I ended up, you know, since I really couldn't do anything. I couldn't even walk. I couldn't even wash my ass for a little bit. I think it was like a day and a half, and then I was like, oh, I'm tired. I need to learn how to fucking shuffle my little steps all the way to the fucking bathroom and take a shit and then spend 20 minutes on my knees trying to stand back up. So it was a rough time. It was the worst injury I probably had in my entire life, and don't wish it on anyone. During that time, the only thing that really kept me going was my health. I didn't have my daughter at that time. I was still in the military. And I was getting pushed very heavily by my first sergeant to get healthy back. And because of that, I kind of pushed myself a little too fast, a little too quick. So quick that he ended up telling me that I had to take the Army APFT. A little less than 2 weeks after coming off a profile, which is unheard of, because I actually gained weight during that time. I wasn't eating right, and that's kind of also where I started focusing a lot more on eating the correct foods, because I noticed that because I was eating like shit during that time, it took me a little bit longer to recover. Had I been eating a little bit better, I probably would have recovered quicker. So there's a lot to go into detail. I'm trying to just give you a vast overview. But during that time, I pretty much decided to self-treat myself. I didn't want to hear anything from the doctors. I did tons of research on back injuries and herniated discs and what I can do. And the first thing that I was trying to do was actually push my disc back into place. And it was a very painful attempt. And I am in no way, shape, or form a doctor. And I do not recommend what I did to anyone. But like I said, I had no other option. I was hunched over for a little over 4 months. I couldn't walk straight up. I couldn't look up. My head, my shoulders, and everything was hunched over, kind of like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, limping around. And I think I was around 27 or 28 during the time of that injury. Back in 2013. So yeah, it was about 26, 27 during that time. I never would have pictured I would have had an injury that bad. And it took me a long time to recover from that injury. I still feel like I haven't fully recovered. And I've been through tons of treatments and tons of therapy. And I've tried yoga. I've tried a Rosti. You name it, I tried it, because I just don't want to go under the knife. And that's my two options, where hey, you're going to go under the knife and we're going to break your fusion so you can get a little bit of flexibility back. And hopefully we don't fuck something up. Or we'll go in there and, start poking and prodding and putting some local steroids to see if it assists with the rebuilding of that single disc. Or not rebuilding, but just at least providing me some comfort. So I refuse to do that, and everything I've done is homeopathic since then. Because, I don't feel that it's necessary for me to go under the knife. Because my trust in doctors has diminished after that time. So, during that time, back in 2013, when that first sergeant told me, hey, you got 2 weeks for a PT test, I was demolished, man. Demolished. I had no ounce of energy or drive left. And I was like, man, you need to stop being a bitch, get over this shit, and get it done. And it was rough words and a rough time for me, but I kept my chin up, I motivated myself, and I started off very small. First thing was the, shuffling to the bathroom, then it was shuffling to the bathroom, then the fridge, then it was shuffling down the hallway, then it was going down one flight of stairs. I was pretty much stuck in my room for those entire 4 months. I couldn't really do anything as far as physical therapy other than walk, because any little movement caused me pain during that time, until the inflammation went so far down that I was able to actually push my disc back in place without even me knowing it. Like I said, during that time I got assigned to physical therapy, and then I started practicing a lot of yoga during that time, because it was one of the few things that provided me hip space and ab space to make up for the discomfort that was going on in my back. And the problem is that you have to understand a little bit about the body, is just your abs pull your core forward. And since I was hunched over for so long, my abs that weren't getting enough workout being opened up, because I couldn't sit straight up. So it actually forced some of those muscles to kind of, not freeze, but seize up, so to say, into one position. So it took my muscles a long time to pull back out of it. And when I ended up going through a Rosti and that process, oh my God, it's painful. But if you've never done a Rosti and you can afford it, because I swear that's the most expensive treatment known to man that I've ever done. I think it was like $600 for 4 visits. It was extremely expensive. It did help, however, momentarily. And I would say that if you have any muscle injuries, you should definitely look into some Rosti. And if you can't afford it, go on YouTube and look up some Rosti workouts. And you'll be very surprised what you're able to relieve by just understanding a couple of the muscle groups in your body. This is pretty much a shotgun blast episode. I just wanted to share this and a couple of things on overcoming adversity, because like I said, this week has been a little trivial for me. I ended up failing my exam that I was studying pretty much. I think I was studying all week for it, but the last 3 days I was just smashing it really hard, and I felt very confident in the material. However, I failed the exam by 3 points. So it's a little disheartening, but I'm going to take that shit next week and I'm going to fucking pass it. Because I'm not going to fucking dwell on that shit. It's just a fucking test, you know, but I will fucking pass it, and I want to make sure that I meet my goal of passing it. So next week when I pass it, I'll let you know. But it's a long road for overcoming adversity, right? After I failed at a selection, oh my God, man, I was the most depressed human being on the planet. I felt like shit. I was like, damn, I bust my ass. I damn near killed myself. I was in the best physical shape. I was pushed mentally. I was drained. I was tired. And I was just thinking about how I managed to go through all these obstacles and all these events during selection and making it through it and then getting to the end point and being told that, no, you're not, you're a non-select for this process. That was a very demoralizing point in my Army career, because I felt like a failure, and I felt like I did everything I could do. And overcoming that mentally was an immense challenge. Physically, my back was the biggest challenge I've ever faced as far as an injury, and it took me probably about 3 years to get right. And I have to say that for those of you guys who are injured and are just down in the dumps and just are like, damn man, I just can't do anything to get exactly where I need to get, as far as my health is concerned, or I can't work out, or hey, I can't take that word out of your damn vocabulary. Just stop it. Just stop having fucking pity for yourself. Get over it. Move on. Make a plan so you can actually move forward and set specific goals. Realistic, attainable goals. Don't set a goal that's too easy, and don't set a goal that's too hard. Because if you're doing that, you're setting yourself up for failure both ways. Now, I mean, this is just... overcoming adversity is a real trial for your mind, and all I kept looking at is what I have accomplished. Don't dwell on what has happened about your failures, but dwell on what drives you to complete things that are more difficult than what you have already accomplished. Okay, for you women out there, giving birth is a feat, I swear. And I can't understand, I can't even fathom the amount of pain, frustration, and stability that you need to have to give birth to a child. And I have to say that you have to live your life like that. You have to live your life like, damn, I have gone through things that are worse than this. I know you guys are probably struggling with depression or struggling with weight and struggling with you know, just not having the motivation to do that shit. Get over it. Love yourself for what you have accomplished and move on. Learn from the lessons that make you fail and force you to go to that dark place, and either use that dark energy to motivate your ass off your chair, or, you know what I mean, just dwell on what you can do and what you have done and accomplished, and keep moving forward. Baby steps if you need to, and bounds if you have the heart to. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Love you guys, and talk to you later.